Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no cows hanging on my name. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The rest of my life gonna start today.
Yeah.
Bing the bang the boom dong boom DJ.
Let the big doggy.
Be a great question.
All aboard.
The dog.
This is why you do what you do.
Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken!
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA, let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected from Honolulu to a cow going moo moo from Anchorage, Alaska to wherever Rogers did a ayahuasca, Kalamazoo to Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
Good morning on a thirsty Thursday, everybody. It's still Mraz for now here with Bogish, PDB, Carlos with a shift on the other side, Peter Schwartz here, looking to get his kids into an update three of the four this morning on the show. A fun show planned for you. It is NBA draft day. We'll speak to Mike Varkanov, who has joined us throughout the postseason. He'll join us in the final hour of the show. Adam Finkelstein will be anchoring coverage of the NBA draft on CBS Sports HQ. He'll join us on the top of hour number three. 1983 NFL MVP and a guy who revealed the Commander's name to us, Joe Theismann, will join us at the top of the last hour. And we'll even get 2004 World Series champion Kevin Millar on a little baseball at the bottom of next hour. So we got four guests today. Can you tell my producing days? I'm trying to just take care of some relationships here.
So you're producing finally on the way out. Is that what we're being told here? You didn't book guests for years,
yeah.
And now you're putting four per show the rest of the way?
I figured out that what happened. You know, everybody found out about the announcement I was leaving. I got several emails from people congratulating me and then going, would you like to get on some guests before you're no longer part of the show? So we jam-packed him in, baby.
Here we go. And I'm assuming DA will rejoin us this morning, reinsert himself into the show to discuss the Lions' new alternate uniforms.
Well, I'm assuming maybe. By the way, that logo stinks. DA might also have to have a word with management, as you know, his comments have gone viral.
Whoopsie. People are listening.
By the way, when he put on that New York embargo, I guess he forgot that he has to play back Curtis Granderson when he comes back next week.
So and I don't think they picked this picture on purpose, but the picture in the articles is DA in front of the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm assuming, you know, giving the middle finger off camera to New York City behind him.
Exactly. Whoops. But we'll have fun with that. Yeah. And by the way, thoughts, everything, at Mraz CBS, at Andrew Bogus.
At Sean Morash.
Oh, my God. You're right. I got to get used to that.
At Mraz CBS is already something else.
At Sean Morash, at Andrew Bogus. Which, because we're going to move on with this. We're going to do a sports show today. I saw a couple tweets on this yesterday, including at our boss, Spike Eskin, about this.
Oh.
People were really mad about my Twitter handle change. And my boss said, did you mention that? I said, yes. Several people have tweeted at him, how could you want to take him but not take him and change him?
It's a fair question.
That's not what's happening.
Feels like it.
They, in that audience, nobody's going to know me as this because it was such a unique nickname here. People are going to be so confused when that's not my name. And it's a confusing thing when you go to a local market. They want me the personality I am. They just want me to go by my real name. And by the way, people really angry about this. Just so everybody knows, I'm really happy about that part. I have a name. I'd like to use it.
Okay, but isn't everyone on that show going to call you Mraz? Because everybody calls you Mraz.
No, nobody calls me that outside of this.
Tom doesn't?
No. I've known Tom well.
Evan doesn't?
Never have called me. That's always been Sean or whatever. And when I host
Evan
shows
Evan does
over
a big Morash, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to get it right. And every time I've done shows elsewhere, BetQL, I don't go by that. WFN, I've never gone by that. So that is a very DA show-centric thing. So just so everybody knows, if you're out there fighting the good fight for my nickname, know that I want that part.
All right, fine. But I will also point out that our boss, you've already mentioned, has written more than one email about not necessarily relying on Twitter as a place to like get ideas or
focused on my Twitter name. Yeah.
Take a temperature of the audience. Nobody cares what you tweeted. But then has a lot of pro Twitter moves as well. Like this is not the first time where he's focused surprisingly quickly and in a minute way on Twitter after telling us not to focus that specifically on Twitter.
Shocker.
Take a lay in New York.
Somebody around here not following what their own advice is, including me on dieting. All right. Well, how about the NBA draft tonight?
How about it?
So we have top three picks. The Charlotte Hornets, what they do might be very interesting tonight. Will they pass on a generational player for a question? Brandon Miller, we'll see about that.
I like your sigh, like you're really worried about what the Hornets are going to do. Are they not going to take Scoot Henderson? I mean, really?
They're not. They're not if you listen to Woj. I care, baby. I care about the little people. Travis Hancock in South Charlotte here.
That's fine. I understand that. Look out for the people like Travis. He's a good guy, but...
Blue collar. Blue. I'm blue. Da ba dee da ba da.
Pete didn't even know the draft was tonight, this time yesterday.
Yeah, great marketing by the NBA.
And you're sitting.
Great marketing. It's been everywhere because of Wembanyama.
Yeah, I think that's
actually the first pitch.
It's actually your fault,
him.
Pete.
All I hear about is him. I don't hear about the draft.
Yeah, no, this one's on you, not the NBA.
All right, well, it's literally
everywhere.
We told Pete the draft was tonight. He was like, it does feel a little cold in here.
Well, I will say.
Morty's still sleeping.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Give Morty a break, please. Oh, yeah, good joke. No, I think the NBA should have did a little better job at this and not put it right after the season.
They do it every year the first week after the season.
Well, it's a little ridiculous.
Don't you notice? DA's usually off today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
He hasn't discussed a number one pick in six years.
I'm so used to the NBA stuff being in July, like the free agency.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. That makes sense. But I think, to Pete's point, what's going to be special about tonight, which leads us into our cold open here, is that I think there's a potential, and we already saw one last night, which we're going to start with as well, for quite a few names you know to be moved tonight and not necessarily like July sign and trade, all of that. So what will be the biggest NBA shakeup tonight? And did we already see it last night? It is where we begin. It is your cold open.
Bounce pass, man, open on the left wing. Driving middle to the dotted line. Hook it outside. George, a left wing three. Book it. Paul George, butter. And the Clippers lead by 13, their largest of the night. 132-119. Timeout, Warriors.
SGA drives left, bends off. Step back 18-footer. Short. And George with a good rebound. Oh, George just goes down hard. A foul's going to be called. George just got undercut, and he's in pain. Dort got into his landing space, and this is the last thing the Clippers were looking for.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
All right, of course you heard Noah Eagle there. Paul George baskets the last time Paul George got hurt there in late March. So the reason we play Paul George is there's the report from Mark Stein. Little breakup shakeup could be coming to the old Clippy Clips as Paul George might be being shipped away tonight. And that would be a big name, I think, on the move. But let's put a pin in that. Take a sip of that for just a moment. Last night, Marcus Smart. I think the Grizzlies called Steve Carell and said, we need to get smart. They acquire Marcus Smart in a three-team deal.
And there goes Morty. Nice working with you, Morty. It's been a pleasure. Sorry we broke you.
With Kristaps Porzingis ending up in Boston. Now, the early reported trade yesterday fell apart, which was Porzingis up to Boston, and Brogdon would have been on the move.
To the Clippers.
To the Clippers, right. Absolutely. So here we go now. Smart goes to Memphis, which I think is a good move for Memphis. Now, whatever you think of the John Morant situation, more or less, is he going to get himself into more trouble? Who knows? But the Grizzlies still were one of the best teams in the Western Conference last year. And clearly, we're missing something. And Marcus Smart gives him that grit, that tenacity, and a damn good defensive player. He's Draymond Green light in many ways for what he could bring to a really good team. That being said, we have talked about the Boston Celtics at nauseam since that Miami Heat series where they were down 3-0. And with that, I turned off my mic. With that.
But not mine.
Oh. Oh, there I go. Suspended again. With that.
Come and get me, DA.
No, I had a little carbonation here. With that.
Really?
With that, I don't know that necessarily dumping out on Marcus Smart, who actually gives you the intangibles that you would think you still need on a championship team, and going to get an oft-injured Kristaps Porzingis in the mix here, answers that. Now, Al Horford looked like a dinosaur ready for extinction at times this year, so you do get some of that length with shooting ability with Porzingis, who, when healthy, was really productive still with the Wizards. The problem is, he's never healthy and can't be counted on. Can he truly be counted on as your number three guy here while losing what Marcus Smart brought defensively? Now, the Celtics are going to acquire, I believe, two first-round picks. The Warriors pick in this.
Which is next year.
Next year.
And number 25 tonight.
Tonight. The reason I bring that up is, is that part of another package still to come where the Celtics continue to add,
right,
and they're packaging picks to ship them out? I have a hard time thinking, Bogish, that this is the final move Kaplan Celtics are going to pull off here.
Your cold open is that Brad Stevens is a gambler and maybe a genius. He made multiple moves to rebuild a roster, tweak a roster last year that made them one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. And he kind of did what we were talking, was it yesterday or the day before, about Jaylen Brown re-signing for the max of whatever it is,
right,
5 years and $295 million, that it felt, at least to me, like they needed to do something to change up the overall dynamic, and here they just traded away their heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, Marcus Smart's their guy. Marcus Smart has his hair green at times,
yeah,
because he loves the Celtics that much.
That's going to be an odd blue shade to have to
true,
buy from CoverGirl.
But I'm sure they'll figure it out, and I'm sure there's a nice stylist or two in Memphis that can get him to the right shade.
Shep might know one.
That's very true. But I see what Brad Stevens is doing here. He's keeping the better player in Jaylen Brown, but he's also changing the dynamic of the team. This is sending a message, I think, to the rest of the organization. Like, it was great. And, you know, I read a thing this morning that Marcus Smart might have his number retired one day in Boston. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I mean, we talk about the Yankees retiring a lot of numbers. And Smart spanned a lot.
Yeah,
Isaiah.
Right.
Kyrie.
But he's
the fake Isaiah.
He's important enough that that's even a thought that somebody, yeah, had, that he could have his number next to Bird and McHale in the rafters in Boston. And now he's gone. And it also feels a little like what you mentioned the other day. It's better to move early than late.
Yeah.
He's about to be 30, just turned 30. His value probably is going to start to decline pretty quickly here soon, where he maybe loses that elite edge defensively. So now he's gone. Now you rely on Brogdon if he's healthy and happy that he almost was traded. Derek White blossomed in this last postseason. And now you throw Porzingis in there. I understand all the concerns, but He also averaged 24 points a game last year, played 65, 68 games, which is for him a full season.
Yeah.
And my assumption is that no matter what, there will be two of those three guys on the floor at all times between Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis. And that's a nice, varied offensive attack.
It definitely is. And again, I still don't think it's done with Boston as far as what they're trying to do. But you're right. It's shocking to see the heartbeat removed. But everything had gotten stale. And we can't crush Boston that they need to change something this isn't working. And then when they change it, go, why are you changing it?
Right.
Just because you don't like the piece that they're changing. So let's see what else they do. And you're absolutely right about Derek White. It almost already gets forgotten about what he's become a little bit there in Boston if he can continue to grow. 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. As far as Paul George goes, lots of rumors. Could the Knicks be involved tonight in a move with Paul George? Obviously, we've heard a lot about whatever the Blazers could be thinking with the number three overall pick. Why that becomes significant? Well, as Woj has reported, it feels like Brandon Miller is going to go. And if you believe the betting markets, number two overall to the Hornets. And there are a lot of people who, you know, believe that Scoot Henderson is the slam dunk higher ceiling player than Brandon Miller.
Right. That would be that he'd be the number one pick if Victor Wembanyama was a year younger or older.
Right. So how could the Clippers pass up on that? But it also feels like Brandon Miller has maybe a little bit of a more of a floor that he almost may not bust. I had Matt Moore on Beckuel yesterday. He said there's plenty of people that believe Amen Thompson, who played for whatever, the USA G League Elite, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, many in the NBA think he's a bigger, better prospect than Brandon Miller as well. So there could be shakeups there. Do the Blazers move a pick? Or move their number 30 overall pick because people are drooling all over themselves for Scoot Henderson to try to pair a guy like Zion tonight with Damian Lillard? I mean, that could be fascinating. I would quantify that as a mistake, but we'll see. And Zach LaVine, another guy, obviously a high-flying point guard who's ran into injuries lately,
yeah.
He could be moved. So Pete the Body's already gotten in my ear and says there'll be no movement, so this is a complete waste of time.
You heard it here first.
So you went from not knowing the draft was happening to having your finger on the pulse of NBA GMs.
Yeah, that's a Bilotti bomb right there. No moves will happen that anyone cares about during the NBA draft tonight.
Perhaps.
Guaranteed.
And the NBA draft will also bring us one of the great traditions in sports, and that is players doing dopey interviews in dopey hats on top of big hair for teams they'll never play a second for.
At least you have a nice suit.
When we all know they're not going to that team.
Right, already, and they know, and yet they're sitting there in a Blazers hat.
Mm-hmm.
It is so stupid. So I still don't understand why that exists and how the NFL figured it out. Why can't the NBA figure it out? I'm not sure. But anyway, anywho, as the kids may say.
Kids, don't say that.
There'll also be coverage at CBS Sports HQ. Adam Finkelstein will join us top of hour number three. And away we go. And we're going to have some fun today. Have fun with your show. Thirsty Thursday, we're going to do some booskies next hour. I'm sure Schwartz is going to toast some kind of, the third hour. Schwartz will probably toast some sort of college scout who will like the way Bradley's Cavs looked on Friday at Bob's Bar. We'll have that happen.
I love how you wrote the rundown and didn't know what Thirsty Thursday was.
Does that shock you, Pete?
No.
Pete yesterday basically said he's going to miss me. He won't miss telling me, can you read the rundown? You produced the show.
Right. I'm not going to miss that at all. No way.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. All right. When we come back, we got something going on here. Oh, we're going to do a little sound check.
We got something next. Again, the list I made up right out of my head.
No, we're gonna do a little sound check. Carlos has printed us a nice little sound check. We got Victor Wembanyama. Sounds awfully cocky that he's going to the Spurs. You should be careful. Scoot Henderson's in this draft. Also, Kadarius Tone. I heard about this. I didn't hear this. All right. Let's have some fun. Have some fun with your Thursday. At Sean Morash on Twitter. At Andrew Bogish. At AJ Kaplan. At Pete the Body. At Carlos, that starts with a C, with a K, _ on Twitter. Let's grow. It's the DA Show on a Thursday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, Soundcheck is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at WesleyFinancialGroup.com. Yes, I only laughed based on Pete's comment yesterday as I was looking down. For another time. All right, sound check. Somebody Schwartz knows well, Victor Wembanyama, says he's excited to join the... Schwartz sits next to me. Is excited to join the Spurs.
For me, San Antonio is synonym of winning. And it's... When on lottery night, you know, when the Spurs got the number one pick, I was just thinking, I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning and in creating good players, you know. So I really can't wait.
So first of all, congrats to Victor Wembanyama tonight. What I cannot officially have happen is the Spurs take more than 30 seconds to show us the pick is in tonight when they go up on the clock. He's openly talking about joining the Spurs. I'm sure he's probably already bought a house. I mean, let's be honest. it is so far above and known that this cannot... I will never forget the Colts took the full 10 minutes to take Andrew Luck.
I was there when David Carr was the first pick of the Texans.
Had already signed,
and the time between picks was longer then than it is now, and they let that bad boy hit zero. He had a contract. So it was like some teams every once in a while, they'll just sit there in case someone's like, hey, I'll give you 8 first-round picks and Michael Jordan for number one. He was a signed player, and the whole thing ran off. That was I have hated the NFL draft in person since that moment.
Yeah, so this tonight, let's go here. Let's get on with our lives, take him. But anyway, congrats to Victor Wembanyama. Congrats to the Spurs. You know, I can't think of an organization that deserves more talent and more runs more.
Did you see the video that the NBA posted yesterday? They filmed him traveling to Yankee Stadium.
And
he
was
on a subway.
Yeah, he could not fit into it. It was the weirdest thing.
He's taller than the subway car. He had to legit bend down to walk from his seat through the doors to get off the train.
How is that comfortable?
It can't be. There's no way it is.
Not if you're standing.
Like, it makes me think, like, what's the right height where you're tall, impressively tall, and everyone goes, damn, you're tall, but it's not an inconvenience.
Schwartz's height. 6'4"?
6'4"?
But, like, you clear, like...
Clear the subway, yeah.
But, like, you ever bump your head accidentally on door frame? Like,
all the time.
Really?
My own den.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that would not be a comfortable height, then.
No.
I was going to say, like, I look at Schwartz, and he's really, like, he's a big guy, but he's...
But, like, even, like, openings that I know I would fit under comfortably,
right.
I do duck.
Just in case.
Just to make sure.
The tall duck.
Safety first.
Well, so I guess it's not 6'4", then. 6'2"?
But then
could you lose 2 inches and feel like you were more comfortable?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think my wife wants that to happen because then I can't reach those high. that didn't come out the
different
right
inches,
way.
Right? My fault.
Because then I can't reach those high spots in the supermarket.
At Well, you've never had to deal with this. I don't know if you've had to deal with this. You ever around like an older lady in the supermarket, or I had this happen to me. Somebody mentioned this on Saturday. This happened to me where she wanted like a taco old Del Paso box. It was like on the top shelf, yep. But like there was like two left and they were pushed back. Excuse me, young man. Can you help me get that? And I looked up and I did. She thinks I'm taller than I am.
Yeah.
I did a leap. Belly popped out for a second. She goes, can you not get it? So I had to clear the Goya rice on the bottom shelf, wipe it out of the way, and I said, one of two things is going to happen here. Either I'm going to get this or this whole shelf is coming down. I stepped up on the top, on the bottom shelf, and she went, be careful, be careful. And I was able, from the shelf, jump. I had one shot. Whew, I got it, thank goodness. Nothing went down, but Schwartz don't got to worry about that.
Have you ever been asked to try something on in a clothing store for somebody else?
For somebody else?
I've had people, and people have come up to my kids. You look just the size of my nephew.
Are you
Would
serious?
Would you try this jacket on? Or they'll go to the they'll go to the kids. You look like my grandson's height. Could you try this on?
That is creepy.
Happens all the time.
It happened to me. The jacket I wore today.
What?
Yeah, it was in Dick's Sporting Goods. The jacket I had today, I was looking at there was a rack of coats, like different colors or whatever, and I had the one in my hand, and somebody walked over and I don't remember, he said, Uncle, Dad, you guys look similar. What size are you picking? And I was like, oh, this is a large. Like,
are
okay,
you
great.
Serious?
Yeah.
Well, Pete, you got your poll question. Have you ever been asked to try on clothes because you look like somebody else?
Now, at the very least, we were shopping for the same thing. It wasn't like they came out of nowhere. I'm like, hey, could you just throw this on your back for a second?
That is creepy.
I was already committed to the same area.
And by the way, imagine having like a really bad day where you feel really fat and somebody goes, you look just like my cousin Joey. Can you try the shirt on? Sure.
Up next in Soundcheck is my submission today. This caught my attention, and I think this is not good news for Brandon Miller, who may be in the number two pick tonight, because he thinks Paul George is his GOAT.
I actually don't think LeBron is, the GOAT of basketball. I think my GOAT of basketball is Paul George. I always grew up watching him, so it's never just LeBron.
So, not LeBron, it's Paul George. Is this just misusing the label here? Like, Paul George can be your favorite player over LeBron, but he can't be the GOAT. Like, that's not possible. Yeah. And if he really believes Paul George is better than LeBron, then you can't take him at second or third tonight.
Do you think he called him the GOAT because sometimes he thinks he's bad?
Do you think the fan regrets anything yet?
Is the ink on that contract dry?
Wait a minute, the who?
It's not wet yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You're next, John. Go ahead.
All right. Sound check. So you know we love New York sports around here,
so
and the Giants had a first-round pick named Kadarius Toney 2 years ago, and he got traded and became a Super Bowl champion with the Chiefs because he couldn't get on the field with the Giants.
Too much depth in that wide receiver room.
For some reason, he decided with the Super Bowl ring to take a shot at a fan base that actually liked him. Here it is.
That Super Bowl ring kind of nifty right here. Everybody in New York right here. And this is everybody in New York right here. Hey, look, it's right here. It's coming right here.
When do you get your Super Bowl ring?
June 15th. Y'all be tuned in. I'm about to be viral somewhere. I'm going to go to the middle of New York with this middle finger. Hey, look, I love trolling. They be trying to troll me. I got some form.
Ugh. Ugh. You're going to throw the middle finger up with your ring? First of all, it's not your ring finger, pal. Second of all, I put in more effort, blood, sweat, tears, grind, and grease for both the Giants Super Bowl 42 and 46 championship teams than Kadarius Toney did for this Chiefs team. And I say that seriously.
You do.
I did more for the 07 Giants and 11 Giants, including wearing the same underwear at times, than Kadarius Toney did. Now, I know he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl, but over the long haul, he was not there in September. He didn't put in the work in August. I put in the work in August for Giants football.
I feel like he played six games for the Chiefs. Like, he was a footnote.
Yeah. And look, he might end up being a great player. I liked him. I liked the pick at the time. But the Giant fans were devastated when the Giants traded him this year because it felt like they were giving up so early. Get lost, pal. And by the way, bless your heart. You got to play with Patrick Mahomes and a ready-made team. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you can read the room a little bit better. Have fun. Have fun with your rings, but you don't need to bring New York into this.
I can't wait until... I mean, the Giants are going to end up in a Super Bowl, I would guess, in the next 4 years with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, I would think so. That seems fair.
But, I mean, he's a coach of the year. They have a really good team. This is a championship-type organization.
True.
And we're going to be laughing at Kadarius Toney when that happens. So.
Unless he wins another ring and he's got two before you guys get one.
Look, that week at Radio Raw, I'll be sure to call you guys back here, let you know what's going on when the Giants are there.
Well, if it's a Central or Eastern time zone, one of us might be there too. I mean, not Pete, but I could be there with DA.
Definitely not me.
It could be Carlos. We don't know.
Jock Alone.
It's not Jock Alone. Jock Alone was no part of this.
All right. And that is your sound check. Oh, boy. What?
If you thought I was disconnected to the emotions of yesterday, Billy could not have cared less what was going on.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure he understands what's going on.
I don't know if he knows that there was a lineup change.
Explain this again, because Bogus was telling me this in the break. So explain this to the audience.
I walked out of the studio one commercial break yesterday, and this is the only thing anyone's talking about around here is... By the way,
publications, too.
Right. So, I mean, it's literally everywhere. And this was in the middle of yesterday's show where we got Pete crying, you're crying, DA's hosting a show he wasn't supposed to be hosting, Boyle's walking around in some ridiculous getup. But there's a lot going on. I just pass Billy and I go, you doing okay, Billy, with all this? And, like, very oddly, like, why are you asking? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, you gonna be okay without Sean? And went right back to doing whatever. I'm like, I walked away thinking, man. I don't think he knows what I just asked him.
My man. Now, to Billy's point, I'm not dead, nor am I leaving the building, nor am I leaving the same newsroom.
No, but I don't share DA's confidence that you're going to remember us. You're not going to be here at the same time. You're going to it's happened before. You're going to big time us.
I'm not going to big time.
You're on the way out. We're going to be strangers in 18 months.
You can't spell ruler. You expect to remember us? I mean, give me a break.
Is that nice?
I'm just saying.
Is that nice?
Prove him wrong. Spell it.
No. I was also told yesterday, tipped off by my wife, your father wants to come in for the last show. I'm like, can we calm down?
Yes.
Yes.
Can we calm down?
And then he stays for the job after.
He signs a DA show contract.
Let's everybody relax. I know I was the one crying yesterday, but let's calm down. I'm not, you know.
You have the whole family.
I'm not dead.
We need at least Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, Nancy, the dogs,
Nancy,
everybody.
Dogs.
Dancing Dave gets the second to last Wednesday.
That's right.
Schwartz is with us. Schwartz was one of the OG DA show members with me, Kenny Brock, and DA.
Yeah.
You tweeted out the wedding picture yesterday. Boy, did I look awful on my wedding day. Boy, you talk about regrets. I had a coffee ring around my face. What a bad scene. And you also had a cutting onions thing. You really liked Pete's heartfelt tribute
It was tough to watch.
Are you trolling? Are you being
serious? No, I'm serious. Like I was watching it at my doing some work at home yesterday, and I had just come back from the dentist, so I was in a little bit of pain, and that hit me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Schwartz. I appreciate it.
Not that you're leaving, just the fact that you guys were crying.
I am never going to be embarrassed for showing emotion, but I did wake up today kind of like, all right, I got that out. Nobody needs to hear me bubbling like a mess anymore. I get crushed for it. But anyway, I will say this for all those wondering as we play DA show Memory Lane, I guess, for the next 3 or 4 weeks. When I got the job and was hired by, you know, DA and the company to be the producer, the very first person, when it was about to be announced, before it got leaked on, like, what the lineup was going to be, CBS Sports Radio, texted me, Peter Schwartz. I'll never forget it.
How about that?
Hey, found out I'm going to be working with you. And I was only a part-timer, about to be a full-timer for the first time. Schwartz couldn't have been nicer about this is going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun in the overnight. And boy, did we for 2 years.
Yes.
Had a lot of fun. But Schwartz, first person to text me. And to me, this was my first full-time job. It was a big deal. I'm like, well, Peter Schwartz, Jet Beat reporter, texting me.
Right.
Well, we had also worked together because you ran the board a few times when I worked Saturday mornings.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We had somewhat of a relationship
already. But that meant a lot to me because you were
I think I also called you after the Giants won the Super Bowl to congratulate
you.
I didn't call too many people.
You did. The 2011 one. You absolutely did.
So the good feelings after that congratulatory text lasted how long before you started messing with Schwartz in the newsroom? Like, tricking him with the update bed.
Well, first of all, once I got real comfortable full time, everybody was going to be messed with. And some people probably got mad at times, but I didn't take it seriously. I am a jokester at heart. I like needling people, but it is always out of good intention because my whole life I've been needled. I was the fat guy with a mushroom haircut growing up my whole life. I had no choice but to be Teflon and push back.
Do you remember the night that we sent Ike to go get food? First, remember Ike came in. He always came in wearing like a shirt and tie. I'm like, would you stop? Like you're
Ike
an overnight
intern,
then he was a paid employee.
We were promised Ike, by the way, at Bob's Bar, then he bailed last minute.
Yeah.
So he was used to come in very well dressed. Now, in the middle of the night, we had the munchies one night, but we couldn't leave.
Yeah. By the way, the munchies being that we were heavy people like to eat, not that we had toked a bunch of weed. Right.
That was Kenny.
Right.
You have to clarify that for the chat.
So we sent Ike. There used to be an IHOP around the corner.
And
it just opened.
Right. I forgot.
Remember the IHOP
about
around the corner?
24-hour IHOP.
And we sent Ike out to go pick up the food. And like an hour later, he had not come back
yet. He's gone.
And we really were concerned that,
did he get
something
hit by a can?
Bad. Well, you never know in this, you know, in New York City, what can happen in the middle of the night. And he just strolls in like an hour later. Everything okay? Yeah, I just took my time.
Very cold pancakes. Very cold pancakes. All right, Schwartz.
Well, we'll talk about other memories.
Of course.
There were a number of them.
Oh, man. We had a good time. We had a really good time.
As for the updates, some wheelings and dealings before tonight's NBA draft in Brooklyn, the Celtics, Wizards, and Grizzlies reportedly agree on a three-team trade that sends center Kristaps Porzingis to the Celtics, guard Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and guard Tyus Jones to the Wizards. The Celtics will also get the Grizzlies' first-round pick, 25th overall this year, as well as the Warriors' top four protected first-round pick next year. The Nuggets will reportedly acquire the 29th and 32nd overall picks in tonight's draft from the Pacers in exchange for a 2024 first-round pick and the 40th overall pick tonight. As for the draft tonight, 19-year-old French power forward center Victor Wembanyama is expected to go to the Spurs with the first overall pick.
I was just thinking, I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning and in making, creating good players, you know. So I really can't wait.
Hornets will pick second, the Blazers third. Forward Chris Middleton declines his $40 million player option with the Bucks. He'll be a free agent. Now to baseball. Let's start with the freeway series in Anaheim. Shohei Ohtani on the hill for the Angels, facing the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman.
Oh, one pitch to Freddie. He swings and hits the ball deep to center field. It is headed back to the wall. It is gone! A home run, Freddie Freeman. His 14th of the season. And the Dodgers jump on top 1-0. Freeman, a solo shot off Shohei Ohtani.
A lot of Dodger fans making the trip to Anaheim there. Tim Merritt on Dodgers Radio. Dodgers finish off the two-game sweep, beat the Angels 2-0. Now to Minnesota, Red Sox and Twins tied at 4 in the 10th.
And a 1-1 line drive center field. That's going to land a base hit. Castro heads home. He scores and the Twins win. The Twins walk it off as Kyle Farmer smacks a base hit to center. Castro scores and the Twins beat the Red Sox 5-4 and 10.
Corey Provis on Twins Radio. Also last night, you had the Braves and Phillies were washed out. The Reds continuing to win. They've won 11 straight. They beat the Rockies 5-3. The Yankees over the Mariners 4-2. And the Giants have won 10 in a row, beat the Padres 4-2. Now to football. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott was asked by a reporter yesterday what he wants his legacy to be. He talked about wanting to win a Super Bowl, and then he got emotional.
Just as much as I hope I impact and inspire the people, you guys got me today. Got me this morning. A man my mom would be proud of, really. Yeah. Y'all got me. Good job.
Prescott giving Mraz and Bilotti a run for their money with the teardrops.
All we were missing was Pete doing...
Have a pen.
That's still the pen. My wife last night, too, she goes, man, Pete with that pen. And she doesn't know about the pen clicking. And D.A. showed quotes yesterday, too, with the pen click 15 times. I'm glad we can laugh about it the day later, but that was so funny with Pete with the pen yesterday.
Hockey Hall of Fame.
You know, we got to tweak a few things, Pete, post Sean. Maybe instead of oinks, we do pen clicks for Canadian bacon next spring.
Pete's pen will be a Twitter handle before the end of the day.
Awkward pen clicks already is.
Is it?
Yep.
Hockey Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2023 announced yesterday. Among this year's class, Henrik Lundqvist, Mike Vernon, Pierre Turgeon, and Tom Barrasso. Now, the NHL season came to an end last week with the Vegas Golden Knights hoisting the Stanley Cup. Last night was Game 7 of the American Hockey League Calder Cup Finals. You had the Hershey Bears, the affiliate of the Washington Capitals, and the Coachella Valley Firebirds, the affiliate of the Seattle Kraken. It's Game 7, tied at 2 in overtime.
Evans uses big frame, hooked up a little bit. Bornstrom fins through him. Henrik Bornstrom centers Vecchione, rolled down low, bouncing around. Bornstrom after it, in front, they score! They score! Mike Vecchione! The Bears have done it! They are Calder Cup champions! The Hershey Bears, for the 12th time in franchise history, it's sweeter by the dozen!
That's wow. The voice of the Bears, Zach Fish.
He missed a chance there. He should have called it with, that's a Hershey's kiss. That should have been the way he ended it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know?
Especially since they play right next to Hershey Park.
Yeah, and Dan in Mechanicsburg, just know, I believe my sister's mailing out your friend's hat today, the Hershey Bears hat. That was left next to my parents' toilet.
Soaked in what?
By the way, we're only getting to the Calder Cup at the end of June here?
Yeah, I don't know. But here's the thing. It was Hershey and Coachella Valley's in California.
So we were traveling by
train. So they've got to go like back and forth. They went from California to the middle three games in Hershey, yeah. Then back to California. They don't. Well, it's not like they fly.
But not for nothing. Coach. They're NHL affiliate teams. When you get to the Calder Cup.
I don't know how they travel.
Can those franchises
playoffs.
Pump a little money and get these teams
sure,
up for flights?
I'm sure they're a flying, but not charter.
Yeah, they're what, not charter. I don't think they're
like Gordon?
On the Odyssey travel plan.
A little better than that.
Jeez.
90 stars for a one-way ticket.
And remember, like, Hershey's got to get, like, there's no airport in Hershey.
Harrisburg
they've got to get
close,
to, like,
right?
Harrisburg, or maybe they have to go all the way to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I guess that's true. By the way, the Bear Den sports bar inside the Hershey Lodge, with all the Hershey Bear stuff, oh, mwah, good draft beer.
Now I want to go to Hershey.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And that's it.
All right.
Thanks, Pete.
We'll see you next hour at some point, right? Whatever we got going on. Pay attention to the guest
stuff. If there's no more moves, you know. Going on around here, I'll be here.
No, I hope not mid-show. Although
that would be a first.
If Carlos prints me one more thing with half ink, we might have to make a move.
I don't think there's ever been a move ever halfway during a show.
No,
well, there's
that?
Been a bowel movement during shows.
Right.
Yeah,
movement.
Yeah. Imagine that. All right, when we come back, Lance in your pants. How surprising is the lack of interest in Trey?
About as surprised as you were reading a rundown.
This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Trey Lance, why is nobody nibbling? Adam Schefter yesterday with Pat McAfee.
There really was never a lot of interest in Trey Lance. For what they gave up and what they get back, which is not very much at all, it doesn't make sense to trade him. There was no trade market, and Kyle Shanahan has said that they didn't have any trade talks with teams. He's not going there. He's not going anywhere right now. He's there. Now, I will say this. Sam Darnold signed with the 49ers on the first day of free agency. And if there's a player signing with the team on the first day, that tells you that the team really liked that guy, and they really did like Sam Darnold. He was looking at a couple of different options. He chose the 49ers. But let's also be very clear that Brock Purdy, if he's healthy, he's the guy on opening day. He's the starting quarterback. He's the number one. If he's not, if for some reason he can't go, we'll see how Darnold and Trey Lance do in camp this summer. My guess would be Darnold has a chance to really shine and excel, but there's a lot of preseason football left for those two guys to distinguish themselves.
So Trey Lance never get on the field. We never get to see what he can do, really, because he only played three or four games.
In San Francisco, I would say this. I would think that, look, Brock Purdy is the one, if healthy. And I think going into camp, Sam Darnold, I think, has the edge going into camp. But by the way, Trey Lance could play great. He worked over the summer with Mahomes, and I heard he's made tremendous I'm anxious to see how much he's improved and whether he can make that jump. Let's see it.
Very interesting. Very interesting. DA has been very pro Trey Lance, but at some point, man, you have to see it. He didn't play a lot of football. He was already kind of a question coming into the league. It felt like, you know, high ceiling, take a swing of this.
Mm.
He hasn't been healthy. You know, the very limited time we've seen him, he wasn't great, but probably unfair because it wasn't a lot of football. But at this point, a guy like Trey Lance, you take a chance on in the draft because you're starting that clock of rookie quarterback pay and all of that scale. I'm mildly surprised there wasn't enough interest, but I also don't know what the Niners are looking for, right? Do I think a team would trade a sixth-round pick combined with a fifth-round, something like that for Trey Lance? Sure. But my guess is John Lynch invested so heavily, remember trading up, he's probably asking for something unrealistic, whether that be in the first, second, or third round.
Well, I mean, he might be, but that's not what the report is from Schefter. It's that nobody's calling. No one's checking on Trey Lance to be asked for too much by John Lynch and go, oh, never mind, thanks a lot. Like, no one's even checking in on him. And this is the thing that I'm always reminded of when fans talk, you know, give him a chance. He should play. We got to see him. We get to see guys on Sunday. The teams see them the other 6 days of the week. And they know, like, if we're, and especially in this case, if Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch get a lot of credit for decisions they made on personnel, their offensive schemes, and all that kind of good stuff. And now we're not going to trust them that Trey Lance doesn't deserve to be out there. Like,
right.
You have to, so like you said, you can have this idea of Trey Lance all you want. But this is now, you know, 2 years of them seeing him day in and day out and going, yeah, we need Sam Darnold.
It's just crazy. It's crazy. And yet what's crazy about it is the Niners can have a move like that and still be awesome. How many other franchises would be completely tanked right now if they had traded up and used a third-round pick, on a third-overall pick on Trey Lance? All right, we come back on NBA Draft Day. We ask, has the lack of college stars killed the draft buzz, perhaps for PDB? It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.